Jensen Huang just promised a chip that will, quote, surprise the world. 30,000 people packed into the SAP Center in San Jose are about to find out if he's right. Welcome to AI in 15 for Monday, March 16, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Happy Monday, Marcus. It's GTC Day. Jensen Huang keynotes at 11 a.m. Pacific, and we'll break down everything we know going in. We've also got OpenAI's GPT 5.4, claiming record benchmarks with a million token context window. A terrifying supply chain attack is using invisible Unicode characters to hide malware in plain sight on GitHub. Donald Knuth, the godfather of computer science, just published a paper crediting Claude with solving a math problem he couldn't crack. Developers are coining a new word for the AI coding mess, and new market data shows Anthropic has quietly overtaken OpenAI in the enterprise. NVIDIA GTC 2026 opens with the Vera Rubin architecture and chips nobody's seen before. A supply chain attack hides fully functional malware inside invisible characters in your code editor. And an 87-year-old legend says he needs to rethink everything he believed about AI. Marcus, as we previewed yesterday, GTC 2026 kicks off today. 30,000 attendees from 190 countries. But now we have more detail on what Jensen is expected to unveil. Walk us through the Vera Rubin architecture.
Vera Rubin is NVIDIA's successor to Blackwell, and the numbers are staggering. NVIDIA is claiming 5 times the inference performance and 3.5 times the training performance compared to Blackwell. Remember, Blackwell itself was considered a generational leap. If these numbers hold up in real-world deployments, we're talking about a fundamental shift in what's economically feasible for AI inference at scale.
And Jensen teased that there's more than just Vera Rubin, a chip, quote, the world has never seen before.
That's the wild card. We speculated yesterday about the rumored N1 laptop processors, which would put NVIDIA in direct competition with Intel and AMD on consumer hardware. But the phrasing suggests something beyond what's leaked. NVIDIA has a pattern of sandbagging expectations and then over-delivering at GTC. Whatever this surprise chip is, it's been designed to dominate the news cycle.
There's also a notable pivot happening with CPUs taking center stage alongside GPUs.
This is strategically important. The AI inference workload is shifting. Training is still massively GPU-bound, but inference, which is where the revenue increasingly lives, requires a more balanced architecture. If NVIDIA can own both the GPU and CPU in AI data centers, they control the full compute stack. That's a defensive move against AMD and Intel as much as an offensive one. And the Thinking Machines Lab partnership, committing to at least 1 gigawatt of Vera Rubin systems, tells you the hyperscalers are already lining up before the specs are even public.
We'll have full coverage of Jensen's keynote announcements tomorrow. But every AI company on the planet is watching San Jose today.
Because whatever NVIDIA announces sets the hardware roadmap everyone else builds on. When Jensen speaks, roadmaps change.
From hardware to models, OpenAI released GPT 5.4 on March 5th in 3 variants. Standard, a reasoning-focused thinking version, and a high-performance pro version. Marcus, the benchmark numbers are eye-catching.
83% on OpenAI's GDP Val test, up from 70.9 for GPT 5.2. GDP Val is designed to test real knowledge work across 44 occupations in the top 9 industries contributing to U.S. GDP. We're talking sales presentations, accounting spreadsheets, urgent care scheduling, manufacturing diagrams. An 83% score means the model performs at or above human expert level on the majority of economically valuable tasks, at least according to OpenAI's framing.
And the context window now matches what Google offers with Gemini, 1 million tokens.
Which eliminates what had been a competitive gap. But the more significant development is the convergence strategy. GPT 5.4 combines coding, reasoning, and computer use capabilities into a single unified model. OpenAI previously maintained separate specialist models, the O series for reasoning, Codex for coding. Now they're betting that one general-purpose model does it all. That's a philosophical bet as much as a technical one.
A 12-point jump on real-world work tasks in a single generation is substantial.
It is, though I'd note that GDPVAL is OpenAI's own benchmark, so take the framing with appropriate skepticism. Independent evaluations will tell us more. But even accounting for that, the trajectory is clear. These models are getting meaningfully better at the kind of work most people actually do for a living.
Now for a security story that should genuinely alarm anyone who writes code. Security researchers at Aikido Security uncovered a supply chain attack they're calling Glassworm. Marcus, this one is sophisticated.
Sophisticated is almost an understatement. Between March 3rd and 9th, at least 151 GitHub repositories were compromised, along with NPM packages and 72 malicious VS Code extensions. The attack uses Unicode private use area characters that render a zero-width whitespace. They're literally invisible in every major code editor and terminal. A small decoder extracts the hidden bytes and passes them to eval, executing a full malicious payload that no human reviewer can see.
Wait, so you could be staring at the code in your editor, reviewing every line, and the malware is right there but invisible?
Exactly. And it gets worse. The malicious injections are disguised as legitimate version bumps and small refactors that are stylistically consistent with each target project. Researchers suspect the attackers are using LLMs to generate convincing camouflage code, so you have AI being weaponized to make the cover commits look natural. The decoded payloads can steal cryptocurrency tokens, harvest developer credentials, and fetch second-stage scripts through blockchain delivery channels on Solana.
Notable projects like Wasmer and repos with over 1,000 stars were hit. GitHub claims to have Unicode warning features, but they don't catch this technique.
That's the critical gap. Traditional code review, even careful human review, is insufficient against invisible characters. This is the most sophisticated supply chain attack we've seen targeting developers. Every team using NPM, GitHub, or VS Code extensions needs to audit their tooling. And the AI angle cuts both ways. AI is making the attacks harder to detect while potentially being the only tool fast enough to scan for these invisible patterns at scale.
Okay, I need a palate cleanser after that. And this next story is perfect. Donald Knuth, 87 years old, the man who literally wrote the book on algorithms, just published a paper called Claude's Cycles.
And he opened it with shock, which, if you know Knuth's measured academic style, is the equivalent of anyone else flipping a table. The problem involved partitioning directed graphs into Hamiltonian cycles for all odd cases. Knuth had been stuck on it for weeks. His friend fed the exact problem to Claude Opus. And in about an hour and 31 systematic attempts, Claude found a construction that works for all odd-numbered cases.
31 tries. It hit dead ends, changed strategies, tried different approaches.
And that's what makes it remarkable. This wasn't pattern matching or retrieval. Claude tried brute force searches, invented what it called serpentine patterns, abandoned them when they didn't work, and eventually converged on a solution. Knuth then wrote the rigorous mathematical proof himself. The AI found the answer, but couldn't prove it was correct. So there's a beautiful complementarity there. AI creativity plus human rigor.
Knuth said he would have to revise his opinions about generative AI. When the father of computer science says that, it carries weight.
More weight than any benchmark score. This isn't about generating boilerplate or passing standardized tests. An LLM solved an open mathematical problem through creative exploration. It suggests these models may be developing genuine mathematical reasoning capabilities. and the fact that it took 31 tries and hit dead ends honestly makes it more impressive. That's what systematic problem solving looks like.
From AI at its most impressive to AI at its most frustrating. Three separate front-page Hacker News posts over the weekend captured growing developer exhaustion with AI coding tools. And there's a new word for it, Marcus. Sloppy pasta.
The term comes from a manifesto at stopsloppypasta.ai for the practice of pasting raw, unverified LLM output at colleagues. Research shows 40% of U.S. employees have received what they call work slop in the past month. Recipients spend nearly 2 hours addressing each incident, costing organizations an estimated $186 per employee monthly. Half of recipients view senders as less trustworthy afterward.
And the developer-specific complaints go deeper. An Anthropic Commission study found AI coding assistance actually reduces developer skill mastery by 17%.
That's the number that got the most attention. Alongside that, the LLMs can be exhausting post described a new kind of mental fatigue, where normal coding forces you to slow your brain down. But AI assistance makes the human mind the bottleneck. You're constantly context switching between generating, reviewing, debugging, and verifying. Simon Willison published a guide called Agentic Engineering Patterns, trying to codify what actually works versus what doesn't. He draws a clear line between professional agentic engineering and what people are calling vibe coding.
With 84% of developers now using AI coding tools, the honeymoon is definitely over.
The picture is nuanced. Senior engineers who understand architecture report working 2 to 3 times faster. Junior developers who rely on AI for code they don't understand are building on sand. And sloppy pasta might be worse than bad code because it's poisoning workplace trust. When you can't tell if your colleague actually thought about what they sent you or just dumped ChatGPT output into Slack, collaboration breaks down.
New market data just dropped, showing a dramatic shift in enterprise AI. Anthropic now holds 32% of enterprise large language model market share, overtaking OpenAI at 25%.
That's a stunning reversal from 2 years ago when OpenAI had 50% and Anthropic had 12%. And in coding specifically, Anthropic has 42% of enterprise workloads, more than double OpenAI's 21%. Among companies purchasing AI services for the first time, Anthropic wins about 70% of head-to-head matchups. Claude Code has been described as having its ChatGPT moment for enterprise adoption.
But ChatGPT still dominates consumer, with 900 million weekly users.
Right. And this is the industry splitting into two distinct markets. OpenAI owns consumer. Anthropic is capturing the higher value enterprise segment, where revenue per user is dramatically higher. Anthropic generates roughly $211 per monthly user compared to OpenAI's $25 per weekly user. Different strategies, different markets. And meanwhile, OpenClaw just became the most starred repository in GitHub history at over 300,000 stars, surpassing React and Linux. Its creator joined OpenAI and the project transitioned to an independent foundation. The agentic era isn't coming, it's here.
Monday, big picture, Marcus. Jensen Huang is about to take the stage. GPT 5.4 is pushing benchmarks higher. Claude is solving open math problems. But invisible malware is hiding in our code, and developers are coining words for the mess AI is creating. What's the thread?
Capability and chaos are scaling together. The technology is genuinely extraordinary. A model that solves problems Knuth couldn't. Chips promising 5x inference gains. Enterprise adoption reshaping the industry. But the attack surface is growing just as fast. Invisible Unicode malware, sloppy pasta eroding workplace trust, skill atrophy among the developers who are supposed to be building with these tools. The question isn't whether AI is powerful. That's settled. The question is whether we can build the human systems, the security practices, the engineering discipline, the institutional judgment, fast enough to match the pace of capability.
Knuth needed 31 tries to solve his problem with Claude. Maybe we need to give ourselves that same patience.
That's a good way to put it. The AI hit dead ends, changed strategies, and eventually found the answer. We might need to do the same with how we deploy and govern these systems. The technology is ahead of the institutions. GTC will push the technology further. The harder work is everything else.
That's Your AI in 15 for Monday, March 16th, 2026. We'll have full GTC keynote coverage tomorrow. See you then.